and a pleasure and privilege always to speak with Dr. Nicolae Vitti, Detroit Public Schools Community District Superintendent. Dr. Vitti, good morning to you, sir. Welcome back to the Paul W. Smith Show.
Thank you. Good morning.
You've been in the news a lot. There's a lot going on, getting ready for school. Detroit Public Schools Community District has reached an agreement with the teachers' union for reopening the schools that includes, well, why don't you tell me what it includes?
Well, we're just excited to have all of our teachers back into the building, into the classrooms. We know that there was a, one is too many in my opinion, but there was a group of families and students that wanted in-person learning that because of not all teachers being back to class from last year, just stayed at home and did virtual or went to our learning center. So this agreement means that all teachers and guidance counselors, psychologists, social workers will all be back in the building after Labor Day for our opening. They'll be there every day that school is in session, Monday through Friday, you know, beginning of the morning to the end of the day. And this just means that more students will be back in school where they need to be to catch up on the learning loss that we had last year. And just excited to restart the reform that we had great momentum with before the pandemic. The agreement allows teachers to receive $2,000 in hazard pay and an additional $2,000 if they're teaching in a blended learning model, which means that they're teaching the students in person in the classroom, but there may be other students that are logging into the lesson from home. So if they have students that are in that category, then they would make an additional $2,000.
Well, that's excellent. Included in that, too, smaller class sizes, separate district-operated virtual school, and the money that you just mentioned. You're kind of stuck in the middle of some competing thoughts about bringing masks back. Where do you stand on that for school?
Yeah, this has been a bit frustrating, like a lot of aspects of this pandemic. We were moving in the direction of considering vaccinated employees and students with documented vaccination, not just verbal, not having to wear a mask. But based on the CDC's recommendation released yesterday, completely unexpectedly, we're going to maintain universal masking, at least indoors, for vaccinated and unvaccinated. And continue with weekly testing. That's something that we were always going to do for unvaccinated, but now expand that to everyone because we are seeing an uptick in the infection rate in the city because of the Delta variant. So I think that that increase is a combination of some vaccinated people, not many, becoming positive, but just because we have a low vaccination rate in the city.
It's a bit confusing in that the governor has said she's not planning on any other mask mandates. God bless her. I don't know how you can take a stand yet until we find out what's going on. And I do believe kids should be back in school. I don't have a major problem with them masking if it's going to keep them safe, if it really is going to keep them safe. And there's all kinds of research out there. We do know this, that you had about a 2,700 student drop in enrollment during the pandemic. Where did those students go?
Well, the majority of those students were kindergarten students. Based on our home visits, it was very clear that when kindergarten parents knew that the only option was virtual, they just felt it was just too much to manage at home with their youngsters. So just, you know, it's very hard to teach a kindergarten daily online literacy and math and, you know, the rest of the curriculum. And so a lot of our parents just said it was just too much. So they just were not consistently logging in. Right now, all indicators point to those kindergarten parents sending their children back to school. But that was the major cause of it. Since school ended in late June, we've done 20,000 home visits, and we continue to do more. We're trying to engage families as much as possible to signal that schools are open in the fall. And if they're not comfortable sending their children in fall, then they can take a full virtual option through the school district. you know, we're not going to do much of the hybrid. It's either going to be full-time in person or full-time virtual, and we're staffed to do both. There are some students in special programs, those students with individual education plans or special education, English language learners, dual language students, some advanced classes at high schools would have to access the instruction from the classroom if they want an online education pathway. But for the most part, students in DPSCD will either be full-time virtual or full-time in person. And we'll be fully staffed for the fall. So we're ready to go, and we're hitting the streets now and visiting homes, and most families are indicating that they want to come back in person.
Dr. Vitti, we have about a minute left, so do you foresee this as a change that is going to be around forever in this idea now with the $2,000 in staff hazard pay, another $2,000 if teachers work in a blended learning environment? You even put money out there for the families. When the vaccine became available to students 12 and up, the district offered a $500 incentive to teachers who get one. Teachers working inside schools receive $750 per quarter for hazard pay during the pandemic. You offered $500 and 2 sick days to teachers and many other employees who proved they took the vaccine. Is this the new world, or is this something that's just for now?
Well, I think, you know, I there are certain students that have proven that they learn better through virtual. I don't think that's the vast majority of students, but there are few that have proven that. And I think the school system should always have a virtual option for certain students that prove that that's the best way to learn. So that's how I would answer that question. I don't think a blended hybrid environment is ideal, and we're really not going to do much of that next year. So I don't think that's long-term. You know, the idea of hazard pay, you know, the reality is we like other districts, receive extra COVID relief funding. And so if the money's there, I think teachers deserve to be paid more. I've always said that the work is hardest in Detroit, and our teachers deserve to be the best paid. We've made improvements, but we're not there yet. So if we have extra federal money that can be appropriated to teachers, then I think they deserve it. I think that there's still a hazard in working in schools because of COVID, and the reality that in the city our infection, our vaccination rates are lower. After COVID relief funding, I don't think hazard pay is a reality because we just won't be able to fund it. And hopefully by that point, the hazard in working in schools is less dangerous because the younger children will have access to the vaccine and more Detroiters will get the vaccine. But, you know, from a virtual point of view, we should always have virtual. I just don't think we'll be able to do the hybrid well, and we shouldn't be doing that into the future.
Dr. Nikolai Vitti, Detroit Public Schools Community District Superintendent, doing a fine job under some of the worst conditions, and we appreciate it. Thank you, Doc.
Thank you. Take care.